Hashem. Yalla, we're ready. Baruch Hashem. Siyata Dishmaya. We are in the second chapter of the chapter on Emunat Chachamim in the book Biyam Darkecha on page Shin Kaf Zayin 327. Mahi Haitkashut. What is this connection to Tzadikim that we are talking about? Mahi Haitkashut. What is this connection to the Tzadikim that we're talking about? And it goes like this. Itkashrut ahava. What is connection to tzaddikim? Love. Vina itkashrut azot, liot mekushar imor liot echad. To be connected to him, to be connected, to be one with him. Like Rabbi Abba says in the Zohar, that he was tadira, he was constantly connected to Rabbi Shimon. Liot mekushar imor liot echad. Hakavana hi, what's the intention? Lehov et tzaddik velidabek bo, to love the tzaddik, to be clinging and attached to him. Bitchabrut v'itabkut, to be connected to him, meaning to have a relationship with him, but also to be attached to him, clinging to him. Shatalmid nidbak be'ava v'nichlal be'rabo v'libo betoch libo, that the student clings with love and is included in his rabbi, and his heart is in his heart. Omnam ena ikar ava elav etzmo. The main thing is not to have love to your rabbi himself, for the sake of himself. Ela ava lederech shelo. We're falling in love with the path towards Hashem that He's teaching us. Va'ava l'shchina shenimtzet etzlo, and love for the shchina that can be found in Him. Ki kol ma'alato shel tzaddik. What is the whole purpose that we have tzaddikim? What makes a tzaddik special? V'chol ha'siba shu shoresh letalmidav. The whole reason that he is a root for his students. Hidvekut nishmato b'shchina is because he himself, his soul, is clinging to the Shechina. Sheshora alav, that the Shechina is dwelling upon him. V'shu na'asa tzinor la'ashpia et ora letalmidav. He becomes now a pipeline to influence this light over to his students. Like we've already explained in two weeks, we've been talking about this, right? The tzaddik, what's his whole entire job? It's nothing about him. In his own eyes, he sees himself as nothing. So why would we see him as something more? Right? He is a pipeline that he nullifies himself to the level that the Shechina actually feels comfortable dwelling on him constantly. And then we can connect to him. Loving the tzaddik is like a person who loves all of the body parts that he has in his being. Kach kol Yisrael, so too all of Yisrael, specifically the Rosh, right? Specifically the head, HaTzaddik. Emechad, the head is one with the rest of the body. Just because the head's super important, then it can see, it can taste, it can smell, it can listen, it can think, it can do a lot of things just in one small part of the body. But to say that the head is separate from the rest of the body, even if it has a bridge that disconnects it, right? It's the bridge that connects it. The head is one with the whole entire body. Aval ikar ahava hi lepnimiut hakol, shehi hashchina kedusha shekol Yisrael hem chelek mimena. The main thing that we're loving is the pnimiut of what's going on inside the tzaddik, which is the Shechina that's dwelling on him, and that is what all of Amisa wants. Therefore, only whoever is really seeking out Hashem, and his heart is burning for godly revelation, and he's seeking out how to cling to Hashem, right? When you're a person that's seeking out the Shechina always, you're seeking out how to cling to Hashem, all of a sudden you meet a person that he has it, you're going to love that person. You're going to want to connect with that person more. Ki benekuda hazot hu mishtaveh imo. On this part, and now I have a connection point to you. Right? Doesn't matter what you're teaching necessarily, doesn't matter really what is even your path, so to say. If I can sense, if I'm seeking out Hashem and I can find him by you, already we have a connection point. What's the job of the tzaddik? What is he busy with all day long? Revealing godliness in this world. Right? Then, therefore, when you find someone like that he's revealing godliness and you want godliness, what is a connection of love? Love can only be between people that are either equal, right? Or they're similar. Right? So, we're not equal with the tzaddik. He's on a higher level. But we're similar in the fact that what we want is godliness. Right? I'm not looking to chase after a human being. I'm not looking to be like we learned, you have the chassid and the talmid. Everyone starts off as a chassid, that they've removed their head and they find a rabbi to go after his path. After a certain point, you have to elevate to becoming a talmid, to becoming a person that just wants to learn from a person how to get closer to Hashem. I don't want you to be my king. I only have one king, and that's Hashem. It's not you. My king doesn't have flesh, right? I want Hashem. Everyone has to start off as a chassid, right? Because you have to start from a point of knowing that you're not close enough and that you have much more work to do, and then there's people that's already there. The goal of connecting to that person is connecting to the Shekhinah that's inside of him, and at a certain point you will switch to a Talmid, which means it's not about you, Rabbi, with all due respect. Just like you don't care about anybody else, you just want Hashem, so too. My goal is to get to Hashem. אבל מי שמחפש דברים אחרים ורחוק מחיפוש הקדושה, whoever seeking out something else and he's far from seeking out Kedusha, אז אינו מחשיב את הקשר עם הצדיק, then he doesn't hold it important to have a relationship with the tzaddik, because he's not looking for the Shekhinah, he's looking for something else. Even if he's looking for a rabbi, then it could be him, it could be someone else, it could be anybody that can teach me Torah. But if you're looking for the Shekhinah, it has to be the tzaddik, it has to be one of the tzaddikim of the generation. אין לעשות מציאות מהצדיק. Next part, you're not allowed to make some kind of reality, some kind of being out of the צדיק. כבר התברר שכל התקשרות על הצדיק היא רק לצורך דבקות באלוקים חיים. The whole entire idea of connecting to a צדיק is only in order to cling to what's called אלוקים חיים, the living God, right? ואסור לעשות עיקר חס ושלום מהצדיק עצמו. It is forbidden. God forbid. Forbidden. God forbid, forbidden, we have to repeat it a few times, to make something out of the tzaddik himself. Ben me'at tzaddikim ha'chaim imanu ayom, uven me'at tzaddikim asher ba'aretz hema. Whether we're talking about those that are walking on the earth right now, in our generation, alive, or those that are already alive in the world to come. Either or, you can't make it something out of the tzaddik. Ki ha'tzaddik hu rak b'vchinat shadchan. The tzaddik is just a shadchan, he's just a matchmaker. His goal is to be a tool to connect you to Hashem. It's not about him. Shedarko shayach levo ledvekut amitit velokim chayim. By way of him, now you have some kind of relationship to the Shekhinah. Now you have some kind of relationship to something that's way above that you couldn't connect to by yourself. Uvepashut uberur. Pashut uberur. Simple and clear. Shatzadik eno shum mitziut elokut chas v'shalom. The tzadik himself is not godly. He is not the reality of godliness, God forbid. Has milazkir, ela hu rag me'on la'ashrat ha'shkina ha'kdusha. The tzaddik is just this place, this vehicle for the Shekhinah to dwell on. Meaning, kevan shu batel aleha, since he nullified himself to the Shekhinah, o mekudash me'od, and he's very sanctified, azay ha'shkina shora la, then the Shekhinah dwells upon him, because he nullified himself, he makes himself nothing. והוא נעשה מרכבה לה, he becomes this vehicle for her expression in the world, להיות מקום שבו היא תאחז ותתגלה. Now, he becomes a place the Shekhinah wants to grab onto, wants to dwell on him and be revealed by way of him. ולכן יהודי שמקשר עצמו לצדיק, therefore a Jew connects himself to the tzaddik, הוא מרגיש בקדושתו, he feels the sanctity of the tzaddik, he feels that he's holy. ודרך זה הוא מדבק עצמו בשכינה קדושה. By way of you knowing that you're dealing with a holy man, now it's easier for you to connect to the Shekhinah that's being revealed through him. Ki kol inyan itkashrut b'tzadikim hu. The whole entire idea of connecting tzadikim is hem megalim et mitziut ha-borei. They reveal the reality and the presence of the King, of the Creator. Va'or ha-Shekhinah ha-kdusha ha-shorah b'kirbam. And the light of the Holy Shekhinah that is dwelling amongst them. Ve'hem betelim u'mevutulim legamre lefanav yitbarach. They are nullified completely in front of Hashem yitbarach. ומדרגת ההשראה והגילוי היא לפי מדרגת הצדיק. How much Shekhinah is found in that person? According to the level of the tzaddik. כמו שיש עשרה קדושות המבוארים במשנה. Like in the Mishnah that they tell us there's 10 different levels of Kedusha. Right? שהן מדרגות בהשראת הגילוי השכינה. Right? There's different levels of how much sanctity is being revealed in the place. Right? It's not in the temple. Right? You have Eretz Yisrael. Then you have Yerushalayim. Then you have Har HaBayit. Right, and Har HaBayit, you have the Azara, you have the Chatzer, you have all these different locations, right? 10 different levels of godly revelation. Tel Aviv has immense, immense, immense Kedusha. But it's nothing compared to Yerushalayim. Which is nothing in Me'asharim compared to the Old City. which is nothing compared to the Kotel, which is nothing compared to the Har HaBayit, which is nothing compared to the Kodesh Kodeshim. Right? There's levels and levels and levels and levels. So too, there's levels in Tzaddikim. Shehem Madrigot Bashrat VeGilui HaShchina. There are levels of how much the Shechina is dwelling there, how much it is being revealed there. Vasur lasot mitziut me'atzadik atzmo chas v'shalom. It is completely forbidden to make some kind of reality out of the tzaddik himself, God forbid. Whoever does foreign worship, foreign avoda, idol worship from a person, from a human being, even if they are tzaddikim, he is included in the heretics and the kofrim, right? The apikorsim, the people that they know Torah and they go completely against it. Very clear. We are not allowed to turn any human being into some kind of godly being. All we have is emunah in Hashem Yitbarach, the Creator. There is no kind of comprehension of Hashem. Your mind will never comprehend what is Hashem. But in order to merit to the Shekhinah, you have to go to the place where it's dwelling. Same thing as the Beit HaMikdash, right? What, people would pray to the Beit HaMikdash, Chas V'Shalom? You go to the Beit HaMikdash, you would feel amazing. You would feel like Moshe Rabbeinu. That means you start to pray to the Beit HaMikdash? Chas V'Chalila. It's just a place that Hashem's dwelling there much stronger. The Wi-Fi is very strong there. Don't make anything about the stones and the gold and the wood and made up the Beit HaMikdash. It's definitely not about that. Asur la'asot shum etziyut mikol davar sheino ba'olam ha'atzilut. You can't make a reality of anything that's not in the world of Atzilut. Shesham iu v'chiu v'garmayu chad b'hon. Right? Iu, him, the essence of Hashem. Chiu. Help me.
Say again.
Iu v'chiu v'chiyoi v'garmayu chad b'hon. Hashem, His reality, His lived out reality and expression in this world, right? And how we relate to that are one in that world of Atzilut, Etzel. Why is it called Atzilut? Etzel, next to Hashem, close to Hashem. There, everything seems one, right? V'lechen aguf shel atzadik, v'lechen bet hamikdash, einam bezot madriga, einam ela b'chinat makom kadosh, shebehem shochenet hashkina kedusha. Therefore, the body of the tzadik and the bet hamikdash, all they are holy places. But it's not that they themselves are what we're seeking. It's not that we are looking out, we're trying to get to the Beit HaMikdash. We're not trying to have Mashiach. We're not, these are things that are just, again, part of the process to get to Hashem. Asher leit machshava tfisa beiklal, ela shekidei liskot ha-shekhinah, tzrich lelecht lemakom shehun shore ala. Right? In order to get to the Shekhinah, you have to go to the place that it's revealed and it's being resting on. Ubeemet keiban sheavoda litkasher b'tzadikim migdola. Since this work of connecting to tzaddikim is such a big, lofty work that we have to do, asher al yadam zochim lirod pnei ha-shechina, that by way of doing it properly, we can merit to see the face of the Shechina. Like the Zohar says, "Mai pnei Adon Havaya darashbi." What is the face of Havaya? What is the face of Yudke Vavke? That's Rashbi. That's Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. Pretty intense saying from the Zohar. We have to understand it.
Dafka. What is the face of
Havaya? Yudke Vavke. Da Rashbi. That is Rashbi. From the Zohar. Dafka Sham Tzrich Lizaher Biyoter. There is where you have to be the most careful. La'asot avoda al mitkonta. Alright? You have to do the work properly. You have to do the work the proper way. Ve'lo litot v'makom gavua kaze. When you get to such a high place, don't start making mistakes. And try to understand that what we just said right now, that Rashbi is Hashem, God forbid. Right? It's not that. Don't make any reality, any kind of being, any kind of power. The tzaddik is not any of that. It's the complete opposite. He's so nullified. He's nothing. And he's so nothing that he's the best kai possible. He's the best tzinor, the best kli for Hashem to be revealed. The whole entire job of a tzaddik is to nullify himself to Hashem. עד שנכללים ובטלים לגמרי בקדושה. Until they are included in the light of Hashem and nullified completely in sanctity. ומגלים את סוד פנימיות נשמות ישראל. They reveal the secret of the most internal part of the souls of Israel. וסוד בנים אתם להשם אלוקיכם. You are sons, you are children to Hashem, your God. Sha'tzadik merkava l'shchina. The tzaddik is a vehicle for godly revelation for the Shekhinah. Umegale et achen v'aper v'ayofi shela. Is revealing the grace and the splendor and the beauty of the Shekhinah. Ki hu b'chinat ani d'kedusha. It is the I, the ego of holiness, right? The sense of being of holiness. Da'inu shemitgale bo ayofi shela Shekhinah kedusha. Ki nit'ava shemitbarach liyot lo dira betachtonim, aval hatzaddik atzmo hu ayin gamur. Hashem desired to have a dwelling place in the lower realms, and the tzaddik is completely ayin. He is nothing. You can't get lower than that. So yeah, he who is the highest, right? And that's why Oseh Shalom b'Mo'av u'Brachamav Yaseh Shalom Aleinu. He who makes peace up above, he will make peace down below. What's peace? Peace is rooted in Yesod. What's also rooted in Yesod? The tzaddik. The tzaddik is the person, like Rabbi Nachman says, that he can take the biggest person in the world and show him how he has many levels to still get to, and he can go to the lowest person, Am Yisrael, and tell him, "You're so close. You're so close. You're right there. Hashem loves you the most." That only a true tzaddik, Rabbi Nachman says, is able to come to a person and tell him that he's on the lowest level, tell him that you are the closest thing to Hashem possible, and go to the tzaddik on the highest level and tell him you have so much more to do. Why? Because it's all about up and down, up and down. He really is the holiest person in the world, but he's really on the lowest level. Because he's complete nafalah. It's not about him at all. It's important to understand this. You have to connect to the true tzaddikim and to their students. Not in a way that you make the tzaddik into something. By way of them, to come to cling to the living God. The mitzvah of connecting to tzaddikim comes from the mitzvah of dveikut. We don't have a mitzvah of dveikut to tzaddikim. We have a mitzvah of dveikut to Hashem Yitbarach. How do Chazal tell us to do that mitzvah of clinging to Hashem Yitbarach, who is Esh Ochala, a fire-consuming being? By way of marrying your daughter to a Talmid Chacham. By way of doing business with a Talmid Chacham. By way of supporting a Talmid Chacham. But why do you do all of those things? To cling to Hashem. Not to cling to Him. That's one and two. Gimel. Asur levakesh me'atzadik. You are not able to ask anything from the tzaddik. He has no ability to do anything. For sure, the tzaddik is not doing anything by himself. Right? He doesn't have the ability to bless, to give you a child, to make a career, to get you married. He doesn't have these abilities. The only power that he does have, and it's a strong power, right? We're not putting down how powerful it is. But it's the only thing that he does have is to bring down mercy from Hashem. To pray to Hashem, to download more revelation, more loving kindness into the world. It's forbidden to think that the tzaddik himself can do something by himself. Or to ask from the tzaddik to do something in the creation, in this world. That's mamash avodah zarah. Foreign worship, it's not Judaism. Ki bevedai in koach v'shum gavra ba'olam, nivra ba'olam la'asot me'atzmo klum. No creation in this world has the ability to do anything without Hashem Yitbarach. None of us can create reality without Hashem. Aval mutar levakesh ma'tzadik shitpalel aleinu la'Hashem Yitbarach. We're allowed to ask the tzadik to pray for us to Hashem. וכמו שמצינו בכמה מקרות שביקשו ישראל ממשה רבנו ושמואל הנביא שיבקשו ויתפללו באדם. We've seen a few different parts of the Tanakh that Am Yisrael asked Moshe Rabbeinu, they asked Shmuel Hanavi, they asked the tzaddik of the door, please can you pray to Hashem for us? Have mercy, arouse mercy on us. We messed up, please help us out. But they were asking Moshe to not kill them, they were asking Moshe to... What were they asking them to do? Just to pray. וכן בכמה מאמרי חזל. So too in a few different words of חזל. והאיסור, what is the prohibition here? שמתכוון לעשות את הצדיק לאמצעי. When you have the intention of making the tzaddik some kind of being that can do it, that's forbidden. שחושב כאילו הכוח ניתן לו ועכשיו הוא שלו, חס ושלום. You think, he's a tzaddik, he got on this level. Now the power was given to him, he has the ability to to make sure I'm going to get married. He has the ability to make sure I'm going to have a child. Amashlo, God forbid, the power is always Hashem's. We can't make the tzaddik into anything. He's a tool. He's completely a tool. You can ask him to pray for you, but that's the height. That's the end all be all. Anything more than that, you're literally playing with fire. That is technically one of the three mitzvot that you have to rather die than to do it. If someone comes and tells you pray to this tzaddik, according to halacha, of all opinions, you have to die before you agree to do that. Just to set this clear, it's one of the gimel averot kashot, right? One of the three main sins, cardinal sins that you're not allowed to do: murder, immoral relationships, and avodah zarah. Praying to a man is avodah zarah. Thinking that a man can do something for you besides pray to Hashem is avodah zarah. Itkashut betfilah. The next chapter is itkashut betfilah. Hatzadik u keshaliach tzibur. Like we said last week, when it comes to the Amidah, when it comes to tefillah, when it comes to different avodat Hashem, that it has so many different tnaim, so many different rules and things that you need to be standing on for it to really go up. Kavanah, nekiut, right? Cleanliness, intention, all these different things when you really come to the Amidah, that you're maybe not on the level, most likely, let's be real, we're here to grow, right? Most likely not on the level to be able to do a proper Amidah. So it's fitting that you should connect yourself and your intention to the true tzaddikim of the generation in order for them to help you, right? Why do you do that? Because they're a shaliach tzibur. צריך לדעת בבירור שאין הכוונה חס ושלום בהתקשרות לצדיק לעשותו כאמצעי חס ושלום. When you come to connect your mind to the tzaddik, it's not to make him some kind of intermediary. It depends on him, so to say. בינינו לבין קוננו, between us and our creator. אלא הוא רק כמו שליח ציבור. He's like a messenger, he's like a lawyer, right? דיינו, האדם הפרטי והצדיק מתפללים להשם יתברך. You as an individual and the tzaddik are both praying to Hashem. ובכוח התקשות נעשה תפילתם תפילה אחת. And by way of me connecting my intention to his intention, our prayer is now one. וכלולה מהאנשים הפשוטים יחד עם השליח ציבור. The simple people, their prayers are attached to the messenger, the shaliach tzibur, the representative of the public. שיודע לרצות את קונו. He knows how to talk. He has the way of the diplomacy, and he knows how to talk, and how to court Hashem, and how to talk to him properly. He knows how to get the message across. We are taking our request, and including our request in his request. Shua tzaddik. He is the tzaddik, he knows what he's doing. But shaliach tzibur צריך לצבור. A shaliach tzibur is a messenger, an emissary of the public. So the shaliach needs a public, and the public needs a representative. It goes both ways. And only together do their prayers have any kind of fruition up above. Like the Kohen Gadol and all of the nation of Israel. People don't know this, but on Yom Kippur, we do a lot. We read thousands of pages nowadays, right? Back in the day, you showed up to the Beit HaMikdash and you watched the man do his job. You were happy, you were fasting, you afflicted yourself in five different ways, and that's it. You didn't have 1,000 pages to go through in 25 hours. You had one man that was doing a whole bunch of work and a bunch of kids poking him all night long, right? That was what was going on. And he did a nice incense offering. He took two goats. He sent one to Azazel and he took one to Hashem. And at the end of all of that, you came out clean. Now we don't have that reality, so we have to do a lot, right? But we can't just back then, like it was in the time of the temple, you had a Kohen Gadol who did a lot of avoda, and Am Yisrael that was praying that he would be successful and that their tefillot would be accepted by way of his avoda as well, connected, right? He's representing the nation, and the nation is appointing him as a messenger, right? It goes both ways.
This point, I just want to understand this. You're basically saying that tzaddik himself doesn't have access to the channel unless he's representing the community?
Meaning, a tzaddik would never pray for himself just for himself. A tzaddik includes all of the souls of Israel inside of him. So any tefillah that he's doing, anything he's downloading for himself, if he's really the tzaddik of the generation, he's already changing the whole entire reality of Am Yisrael. Take together all of our tefillot, right? Because you have to pray for yourself. Again, it's not like you know, oh, I have salvation because he's doing it for me, right? It doesn't work like that. You have to pray. Just you on your level might not be able to get that tefillah all the way up there to the Shekhinah. For more on this, you can look at Likutei Halachot and Tehillim. Likutei Halachot and Tehillim, the first tehillah. First one of Ashrei Ish, right? Then Rabbi Natan explains the importance of connecting to the true tzaddikim, because you by yourself, it's Torato, and you Torato Hege Yomam V'Layla, you contemplate in his Torah day and night, but the tzaddik is Torat Hashem. The tzaddik is working on Torat Hashem. He's already, his Torah is on, it's making it all the way to the Shekhinah. When you connect day and night to the tzaddik, then your Torato becomes his Torah, which becomes Torat Hashem. And you can see it there in the Likutei Halachot of Tehillim. Did it answer you a little bit or not?
No, basically...
Yes, it goes both ways. He's only a Shaliach Tzibur.
Because I just read this about Avram, because they ask, why didn't Avram pray for Yitzhak to not be killed? And they're saying because it would be a selfish prayer, but with Avimelech, God tells Avimelech specifically to go to Avram, and not only does he bless them, and they say this is the reason why Sarah gets pregnant, is because of this blessing.
And not only that, why did he pray for Sodom? Why did he pray for Sodom and not pray for Yitzhak? In Sodom, he was given news. I'm going to destroy the city. By the way, I'm going to destroy the city. So then already he starts to pray. But when it came to Yitzhak, go sacrifice your son. There's no tefillah that can get you out of a commandment of Hashem. Once Hashem tells you, you have to do something, you have to do something. There's no reversing it, right? And also there, Hashem commanded Avram to pray for Abimelech. That was part of the deal, right? Give her back, and I'm going to make sure that he prays for you. But when it came to Sodom, it was just like, by the way, I'm going to go destroy the city. So Avram, it wasn't a commandment. It's just news. If you're giving me bad news, I can still, the gzera hasn't happened yet. I can still pray and reverse it. The gzera was decreed. You have to go tomorrow morning to just sacrifice your son. There's no praying there that's going to help. The gzera is already made. You have tefillah before the gzera and tefillah after the gzera, right?
But with Sodom, they didn't come him to ask him to pray. They first asked him to
Hashem
help.
Hashem told Avram, I'm going to destroy the city. He now has an obligation. If he's a chassid, not a tzaddik, not like Noach, right? He's a chassid. He goes above and beyond. He started to pray. What's explained by the Ramak? The Ramak in the Pardes, Shar Lamed Bet, he goes in there, Binyan HaTzadik, Shu Ma'ale Kol HaTfilot, U Morid Et HaShefa. That the tzaddik elevates all of the tefillot, all of the prayers, and he brings down the shefa. The intention is not that you have to ask the tzaddik to do that for you. Everything is dependent just on the hand of Hashem. The intention is, by way of the tefillah of the tzaddik, Hashem will take the rest of the tefillot. ומוריד לעולם שפע. And then it brings down to the world שפע. ולכן זה נחשב כאילו עלו התפילות וירד השפע. Therefore it counts as if all of the תפילות ascended and the שפע came down by way of him. כיוון שהוא גרם ומשך את העלייה והירידה. He's the one that caused the perfect prayer to go up. And he's the one that's technically deserving of the שפע to come down. But you connected your intention to him. So by the way, you got your tefillah in there, right? Like you know the guy, you have a connection. Now your tefillah that you prayed sincerely, but you had in mind to connect it to the person that knows what he's doing, and he knows the address, and he knows how to talk when he gets there. Now, it's so to say, by way of him that it came down. But it depends on Hashem. Al yedei tefillato v'avodato, v'lechen av shelemaaseh atzadi ken ma'aleh v'tefillato, et kol atfilot. Then even though, practically speaking, it is the tzadik that by way of his tefillah, all of your tefillot go up, מכל מקום, תפילת הצדיק היא כגרזן ביד החוצב. What is the prayer of the tzaddik? It's just like the axe in the hand of the lumberjack. דיינו שבאמת הכל על ידי השם מטבח. Everything's really only happening by way of Hashem. שהוא זה ששומע לתפילת הצדיקיו. Hashem's the one that listens to the prayers of his tzaddikim. ומעלה את תפילתם. And he ascends their תפילות. וביחד איתה את כל התפילות. And together with his תפילה, that Hashem is elevating his tefillah, he takes all the rest of the tefillah too. We are not turning to the tzaddik. We do not pray to the tzaddik. We don't ask the tzaddik or anything. We don't have to ask the tzaddik, hey, please elevate my tefillah. As if he's some kind of You know, some intermediary between us and Hashem, God forbid. כאילו יש בידו כוח חס ושם. אלא אנו מתחברים עם הצדיק כדי לחבר את כל התפילות, כדי שיעלו יחד לפני השם נדבך. We connect to him so that all of the תפילות should ascend together in front of Hashem. שבוחר בתפילת הצדיק השלמה. Hashem desires, right? הקדוש ברוך הוא מתאבל לתפילתם של צדיקים. Hashem desires the prayers of the צדיקים. So if Hashem now has a whole entire world of תפילות, and he has the choicest prayer, let's take him. But if that person is responsible now for a bunch of neshamot that would like to be connected to him, it's so to say, like, your attorney, right? If you're a star attorney, the attorney has his whole entire, everybody that he represents. If you go to a person with reputation, he usually wins court cases, your chance of winning the court cases is that much higher because you picked the right lawyer, right? It's not that, God forbid, the lawyer is the one that's really doing it. The judge, in the end of the day, is the one that decides. Because Ruchu is the one that decides. You just happen to come with the right lawyer. Va'anu mishtatfim et atzmenu im atzadik. We, right, start to share ourselves with the tzadik. V'nasim k'neshama achad. We become one neshama. Kilu mitpalalim yachad la'ashem itbarach. As if we're praying together to Hashem. Aval bevaday asur la'asad mitziyut ma'atzadik. Kilu Hashem fatalui bo. But for sure it is forbidden to make some reality out of the tzadik as if the shefa, the abundance, is dependent on him. Chas v'shalom mitzad atzmo. God forbid it's coming from him. What's the depth here? Shekol Yisrael em neshama achad gdola. All of Yisrael is one big neshama. Shezo gam hasibah shekol yehudim uchach litchaber im klaliyut hatzivur. That's why every Jew is obligated to connect with the whole entire nation. Kmo sheyadu ma'arizal, like it's known from the Arizal, shetzarich lekabel al atzmo kodem hatfila mitzvat ve'ahavta lerecha kamocha. Before you start shacharit, before you start mincha, before you start arvit, before you start praying, you have to take upon yourself, I am now taking upon myself the mitzvah of you shall love your fellow as yourself. Why do you do that? In order to connect to the whole entire nation. So it's not enough that you connect to the tzaddik, you have to be connected to all of Am Yisrael. Kama shetzarich litchaber im klal Yisrael, like you have to connect with all of the nation of Israel, kach bepratiyut tzarich litchaber im tzaddik v'achacham shebehem. Therefore too, you connect to the whole entire nation. You also have to connect with the head of the nation. You have to connect with the wisest person. You have to connect with the person that's on the highest righteous level. Ki yodea yoter, he knows more. Ech liratzot et yotzro. How to please and to court, so to say, to say the right words in front of the Creator. Mirov asagato ma'asav ekedushim. From such godly comprehension, so much Torah learning that he's done, and for such holy actions. Aval inyan hu, the idea is, and with this we're finished. One more little page. The idea is to make all of Am Yisrael one neshama and one prayer. What is the feeling that you're meant to feel when you do a connection inside your tefillah? To feel that your neshama and the neshama of the tzaddik is one soul. And we're praying together. כמו חלק מהגוף, as if I'm a body part of a bigger body, שמתפלל בשביל חלק השני של הגוף, right? The hand is praying for the heart is praying for the hand. We're not separate. תפילה על קברי צדיקים. So the last little section. השיטות בדרך התפילה בקברי צדיקים. There's a few different שיטות of how to pray when you come to a צדיק. שיטה אחת, שיטת המהריל. One way is the way of the Ma'aril, Shekatan, that he wrote, in Ilchot Ta'anit. Ba'al yasim magamato neged hametim, yishum doresh el hametim. Do not put your request towards the dead, since that's like you're asking for the dead to help you. You're not allowed to talk to the dead. You're not allowed to make requests from the dead. אלא יבקש מהשם יתברך שייתן עליו בזכות הצדיקים שוכני אפר. You ask Hashem, in the merit of this tzaddik that is laying here in the dirt, please help me with this, this, and this. Right? Again, there's shitot, we're going to explain different shitot. This is one shitot of the Ma'aril. Personally, it's the one that I connect to the most. Don't ask the tzaddik for anything, not even for him to pray for you. Ask Hashem, again, this is out of the book, I'm talking to me. Ask Hashem, in the schut of this holy person, and the nefesh of his being that is resting here in this grave, please Hashem, give me the koach that I need to such, such, and such, and such. Give me a child, give me the money, give me more Yirat Shamayim, whatever it might be that you're praying for. Hashem and the schut of this holy person that's buried here.
And the holy people are also the people that are dying Kiddush Hashem.
Bevadai, like who was it? Rav Auerbach. Rav Auerbach said, Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach said, what do you need to travel out of the city to go pray in Tzfat or in Tveria? Just go to any military cemetery. Any military cemetery and go pray there. There's tons of tzaddikim. They're even in a higher place than the tzaddikim. Anybody who's killed for being a Jew. No creation could ever go inside their place. Not even angels. Malachi Asharet can't even touch them. Right? They were killed for being a Jew, especially if they were defending Am Yisrael. There's levels and levels and levels, right? But they're for sure in a high place. For sure. Shita Bet, the second Shita, the second approach to praying at the Kivrei Tzaddikim is, Kama Achronim Cholkim Al Ma'aril B'zeh. There's a few Achronim that come in there, Machloket against the Ma'aril. It's Nestei Chemed, and the Shut Minchat El Azar. Says there, Matirim Levakesh Metzadikim Haniftarim Sheitpalelu Al Achayim. They permit you to ask the dead Tzaddikim that they should pray to Hashem for the living people. Meaning, what are you allowed to ask them, if you're going to ask them anything, that they should pray for those that are alive. This is not what's considered talking to the dead or seance or all these different things, right? Tzaddikim, when they die, are called alive. So they're not really dead. Like Rashbi, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai said to his son, Rabbi Elazar, he asked him about this. And it's brought in the Achronim. Where is it here? Aval mi sheba latziyon atzadik umevakesh matzadik ez bakasha vekavrato shebiyad atzadik lemalot bakasha me'atzmo. Whoever, God forbid, comes to the tzadik, he comes to a kever of a tzadik, and he asks the tzadik as if the tzadik has the power to fulfill the request. Velo shatzadik nitzrach litpalel lebore, harei hu keoved avoda zara chas vechanila. If you think that you can go to Rashbi, to the Arizal, to any of them, and he is going to help you, he is going to do it without having to pray to Hashem, it's as if it's Chas v'Chalila Avodah Zara. V'lifichach yireh ha'adam nizeh b'diboro u'machshavato. Therefore, you have to be very careful in your thoughts, in your actions, in your speech when you go to the tzaddikim. Shelo ledaber shum dibur shiyeh mashma mimenu ki'ilu ha'tzaddik b'atzmo yesh lo koach. Chas v'Shalom. That there shouldn't be one thought or one saying that comes out of your mouth or a thought that comes into your head as if the tzaddik has his own ability to do anything for you, God forbid. The whole entire idea is that the tzaddik could pray for you. That's the furthest you could go, right? It's machloket. Ma'aril verse, Zdechemed and Minchat Elazar and a few other achronim. Are you allowed to ask him? The Ma'aril says you're not allowed to ask for anything. Not even that he could pray for you. You ask Hashem, right? To in the honor of the tzaddik. The other achronim that came after that and said, no, you can ask, but what can you ask for? That they can pray for you. That's it.
The merit of the tzaddik.
No, the first one is that in the merit of the tzaddik, I am asking Hashem, please fulfill my request. The second one is, hello, Arizal, please could you go to Hashem and pray for me? Not, hey Arizal, I need a son. Can I have a son?
Then you give some tzedakah when you go into the Bet Min, the Bet Chaim, you give some tzedakah to the first neshama that will go and tell the Arizal that we're going to come and ask him for a favor.
Okay, so but what is the favor? The only favor you're allowed to ask the Arizal for, according to the Minchat Elazar and the Zdei Chemed, is that he could pray for you. That's right. The height of it.
Right.
Shaul and Shmuel, he uses the witch.
Chon.
So she's doing a Avodah Zarah, or what?
He was doing Dorosh El Amitim.
Avodah Zarah?
It's not idol worship, it's Avodah Shehi Zarah. It's a form of service that you're not allowed to do. It's a negative mitzvah in the Torah that you're not allowed to do Dorosh El Amitim. You're not allowed to do a seance.
What I'm saying, the questions he's asking what to do. He's not it was asking wrong. Him to...
Just calling his neshama is... Okay, this is two different things. One is praying,
right.
Arizal or Shmuel, please do this thing for me. And one is just invoking that neshama bichlal. there by Shaul, he was wrong for even calling the neshama.
But it's not Avodah Zara,
it's Avodah Shei Zara. It's not that it's idol problem. Worship, it's a negative commandment in the Torah, Doresh El Amitim. Seeking out the dead, calling seance, right? Calling the dead to talk to their soul. That is forbidden by Torah no matter what. There's another thing that we're talking about, which is when you already get there, you have the soul, you start to request from the soul, from the person, something. That's for sure asur. Ela im ken, according to these last achronim that say, you are allowed to ask them to pray for you. Just to finish up here. Ve'im nimtza beze sefer, eze lashon shomer lochen, if you find a book, that there's some kind of words that say opposite of what we're saying here, kavanata hi, sha'tzadikim yocholim levatel et adinim. Their intention is that the tzadikim could nullify din. They could nullify judgments. Elamshich yeshuot al yedei shehem mitpalelim l'Hashem yitbarach. It's in bold here. Al yedei shehem mitpalelim l'Hashem yitbarach. The tzadik could nullify a decree. How? By way of him praying in that world, in the next world, to Hashem to cancel the decree. Umevatlim et atzman elav yitbarach umamshichim derech avodatam rachamei Hashem yitbarach al haolam. They nullify themselves to Hashem, and by way of that, they bring down the mercy of Hashem to the world. Bold letters. Ach hadavar bahur shapoel emet v'chol abriya v'ashofet v'oseu rak ha-melech ha-kadosh levado. The truth is that the only one that is doing anything, the only one that could cause anything to happen, the whole entire creation, the only judge, the only doer, is only the King, the Holy King alone. And tzadikim are betelim lefanav, are nullified and don't exist in front of him. Ve'en lem shum koach atzmi, they have no power by themselves. Klal uchlal chas v'chalila. They have no power at all, God forbid. Right? Important, important. This book is stressing this very, very much. It's important to know this. Aval, last two little columns. Aval af l'shita zo. Even according to this shita that you're allowed to ask them for this, right? Ena kavana sheyesh lem koach atzmi. They don't have their own power. Ela rak modi'im lehem et hatzar al hachayim. We only make it known to the Arizal, to Rashbi, to any of the tzaddikim. We're in pain. We're going through hardships. Kedei shitztaru imanu, so that they should feel our pain and also have pain. V'yoru et rachamei Hashem. Then they will arouse the mercy of Hashem. V'yelanu Yeshua. And then we'll have salvation. V'chol ofen, no matter what the case is, af lematirim ledaber im tzaddik, even for those who allow you to talk to the tzaddik, en la'asot mize ikar, do not make this thing something big in your avoda. The main thing is to ask Hashem Himself. In the merit of those that are laying there in the dust. It's important to know. A big part of the idea of going to Kivrei Tzadikim Bichlal is to connect to their soul and to receive and to absorb from their light. The Tzadikim, they want to help the Jews. They want to help the Jews come closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Umi sheba'a lekivram u'mechapes lekabel mikdushatam, whoever comes to their kever and wants to receive from their sanctity, yechol liskot lenitzot mehem me'oram betoratam, you can get a spark of their light and a spark of the Torah. Ve'aderechi, what's the way? What's the way to do this? Lilmod me'at mitorat oto tzadik al kivro, to take a book from that tzadik and to learn his Torah on his kever. Vaz yitpalel el Hashem yitbarach, then pray to Hashem. Now you should be able to receive from the light and from the level of that same tzaddik. And then have intention to connect your soul with the soul of the tzaddik. That together you shall cling yourselves to Hashem. By way of this, you get a spark from the light of the tzaddik. In order to receive more power to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu, together with him, like it's explained in length in the Arizal, yesh bezeh matregot rabot, there's many levels to this, aval ha'ikaron hu, shenishmat ha-tzadik nilvet el ha-yehudi lesayo ba'avodato. The main aspect here is that when you come connect to a tzadik, the soul of the tzadik comes together with you and starts to escort you in your avodat Hashem to help you reach levels and levels. Like we said, aba le'teyer misayim biyado. Whoever comes to purify himself, they help you. How do they help you? They give you a soul of a tzadik to cling onto you, to start to give you a boost, right? A nice bottle of Nos in the back. You start flying, right? This is by way of learning the Torah of the Tzaddik. and you pray to Hashem and ask from Hashem, and you intend to cling your soul to the soul of the tzaddik and to be with him one, and then you have the light of the tzaddik that comes down to set your soul on fire. Everyone according to his level, everyone according to the kesher that he has with that same tzaddik. There's certain tzaddikim that you connect to more. There's certain tzaddikim that you like learning their Torah more. You could do it with anybody, but the ones that you like more, the ones that you have a real connection with, and you enjoy learning their Torah, obviously it's going to be a little bit more powerful there. Whoever knows a little bit of intentions, right? Whoever knows, you can do these four levels of kavanot and the four names of Hashem. The intention is like this: that you have intention. You intend to connect your soul to the neshama of the tzaddik, and you have intention the name sag, Hashem ekiyeh. And then you have intention, then you intend to do this together with a deeper connection, with a more yearning of the tzaddik. And afterwards, you connect your chaya with the chaya of the tzaddik, and you have intention, shem av v'shem havaya. I'm specifically not explaining these things because we're still on different places that it's going to go afterwards. Right, the chaven shu mitbatel Hashem itbarach, and have intention that you're nullifying yourself to Hashem because sheret itbatluto im itbatlut tzaddik. Connect your bitul to the bitul of the tzaddik. Vaz yichaven lizivug shem havaya im shem ekiyeh v'ha'inu lechaber et ishtokikut v'abitul yachad. And then you take your havaya and your ekiyeh, which is your bitul and your ishtokikut, and you connect them together with the tzaddik. V'achar kach yikasher et ha'nefesh lo im ha'nefesh ha'tzaddik. Then you connect your nefesh with the nefesh of the tzaddik, and you have intention of Shem Ban with Shem Adnut. V'chaven shu mikabel al atzmo ol malchut shamayim. You intend to take upon yourself the work and the fact that there is a Torah and you have to do what you got to do. V'kasher et kabalat ha'ol shelo. Take your exception of the Torah with the exception of the Torah of that the tzaddik has. V'achar kach yikasher et rucho. Then you connect your ruach with the ruach, and you have intention ma with Shem Havaya. And then you have intention, you ahava, iran, and dveikut Hashem, and you connect your emotions with the emotions of the tzaddik, and you intend to do a zivug of havaya and adnut. Ad kan layom, baruch Hashem. Next week we're going to be learning to which tzaddikim to connect. Baruch Adonai leolam. Amen. Amen. Amen.